Tainus, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2, and the Mishnah continues on to discuss the topic of when we mention the Gvuras Kashamim. We mention that Hashem brings the rain, Mashiva Ruach Merida Geshem, and the second Bracha of Shmona Esrei. And we'll see there's a third Shita besides Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. And before we say that, we're going to talk about momentarily where Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer agree, and that is the issue of when one begins to request the rain. We're talking about requesting rain for a moment, meaning the bakasha, the request of ten talu matar. So on that, says the Mishnah, ein sholin etz gashamim, we don't begin to request rain. There in the ninth bracha of Birkas Hashanim, inserting the words ten talu matar lebracha, ela samach l'gashamim, until it's time for the rains to come, close to that time. Now, when is it close to time for rains to come? That we'll discuss in the next Mishnah, when the rains are supposed to come, when we need rains to come, not this early, meaning not in Sukkot or Shmini Atzeres time. But now the Mishnah reverts back to the previous topic of the previous Mishnah, which was when do we begin to say Mashiva Ruach Umrida Geshem? And that we have a third sheet, which is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Yoshua that we indeed start to mention Gvuras Geshamim on Shmini Atzeres, not at the beginning of Sukkot, but Shmini Atzeres, the end of Sukkot, so to speak, or the day after. But he argues on when on the day of Shmini Atzeres we begin. He's going to hold it's not in Shachris, like Rabbi Yeshua, but rather at Musaf time. And the Mishnah says, Ha'over Lefnei Ateva, Rabbi Yehuda says, the one who goes before the Ark, meaning the one who leads the prayer service, B'yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag, on the last day of the holiday, meaning Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achron, the latter, Shliach Tzibur, meaning the one who leads the Musaf service, Mazkir, who he mentions, he begins to talk about the Gvuras Geshamim, but Harishon, the earlier, the first one, meaning the Shliach Tzibur who leads the Shachris service of Shmini Atzeres, Eino Mazkir, he does not yet mention it. So the transition happens in Musaf time, and the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that we wait until Musaf time is he's concerned, the Rishon explains, that people don't often come to Shul Frat on Yom Tov night. Certainly in the time of the Mishnah, it was dark, it was dangerous, it was far. People came during the day, not necessarily at night, especially the Am Haaretz. And we're concerned that an Am Haaretz will not have come on the first night of Shmini Atzeres. He'll come in the morning for Shachris. If we would follow like Rabbi Yeshua, and they would say, Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem, or just Morid HaGeshem again, if they would say that Gvuras Geshamim at Shachris, the Am Haaretz would think they started the night before, because he wasn't present, and therefore in subsequent years, people make a mistake, and they'll come to say already at Maariv in the nighttime, the Gevurz Geshamim, Meshiva Ruach Merida Geshem. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, we wait till Musaf, so everyone knows what's going on, it's clear, now is the transition. So it'll come out then, we have three Shitas of when we begin to say the Gevurz Geshamim. The first Shita is at Shachris of the first day of Sukkot. That's Rabbi Eliezer. The second Shita is at Shachris of Shmini Atzeres. That's Rabbi Yoshua. And the third Shita we see in our Mishnah here is at Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and that's the Halacha. So the Halacha is we begin to say Gvuras Geshamim at Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Now the Mishnah isn't done. The Mishnah continues on regarding now Rabbi Yehuda Shita of when we stop saying Gvuras Geshamim. B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Chag HaPesach, the Pesach, when now, of course, the winter's over, it's now springtime in Pesach, so we're talking about the 15th of Nisan. HaRishon Mazkir, the one who davens Shachris, still continues the status quo and mentions, as they've been mentioning all winter long, Mashiva Ruach Merida Geshem. But HaAchron, the one who davens second, meaning the one who leads the Musaf davening, Eino Mazkir, he doesn't mention it, meaning the transition once again happens consistent with Rabbi Yehuda from before. The transition happens at Musaf time for the same rationale. So at Musaf of Pesach, there's no more Mashiva Ruach Merida Geshem, and everyone's there to be present, knowing what's going on. Therefore, they won't be confused and think that it was happened, the transition happened at Maariv the night before. Now, the Gemara makes it clear that if we're talking now about when you stop even mentioning Gvuras Geshamim, so Kol Shekin, all the more so, we're going to stop requesting rain. It's not appropriate to even mention Hashem does the, as we talked in the previous Mishnah, that it's all year round on symbol of appropriate. But if you're not going to even mention Hashem does the, cause the rain to fall, that certainly indicates we won't be requesting the rain to fall. So therefore, it's implicit that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the time to stop saying Tantalo Matlev Racha also is at the onset of Pesach. And of course, we don't have that ninth bracha of Shemona Esrei of the Birkas Hashanim during Yom Tov, but it means that Chol HaMoed Pesach already is around. There's no more mention of Tantalo Matar. Nevertheless, although that is a correct interpretation and diuk, you know, of the implication of if we're going to stop, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if we're going to stop mentioning the rains, Gevurah Hashem, all the more so we're going to stop requesting the rains. Nevertheless, there seems there was another opinion in the Tanaim regarding when Rabbi Yehuda said to stop, and that's going to be recorded here. So the Mishnah is how as I explained it, but you won't see that at all in if you don't take into account my words. The Mishnah now says, Ad emasai sholen es ha-geshamim, when do we stop requesting the rain, the Tantalu Matar? That, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is now a second Tana, a second opinion about what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And this opinion holds, Ad sheyavor ha-pesach, until all of Pesach is done. So throughout the whole holiday of Pesach, during Chol HaMoed meaning, we will continue to say Tantalu Matar, says this Tana, a different opinion, Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is not like this opinion. The halacha is like the previous opinion, meaning the inference that we, like Rabbi Yehuda, we stop saying Tantalu Matar also at the onset of Pesach time. Now, we have one more shita here. By the way, the rationale for this opinion is not clear at all. Tosfos Yom Tov says, I don't understand exactly why in the world would we continue to mention the request for rain throughout Pesach if we stopped mentioning it. It just seems a little strange. But anyways, that was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meir pushes it out even further. Rabbi Meir Omer Ad Sheyetze Nisan. Rabbi Meir says, actually, the whole month of Nisan is an appropriate time to continue to request for rain, although normally it doesn't rain in Nisan much, and that's really kind of too late, it would seem. But he brings a pasuk. Shenemar, the verse says, this is a pasuk from Yoel. Yoel, one of the 12 minor prophets, and in the prophet Yoel's time, there was a seven-year drought, but something miraculous happened, and in the end of that drought, after the seventh year, so the rains came and fell heavily all in the month of Nisan. And the Navi says, Shneemar, as the pasuk says, V'yored lachem geshem more umalkosh barishon. It will rain for you in Eretz Yisrael, Jews. The more, that's like yore, the early rains. Normally that's referring to rains that come after you. You know, you first plant the seed, then the yore, the early rains come and begin it to the seed to germinate. Umalkosh, those are the later rains at the end of the season, later on. Those will all happen barishon, on the first, meaning the first month, the month of Nisan. So Yoel says that you can have all the rain you need in the month of Nisan, and that certainly, to Rabbi Meir, tells you that Nisan is a fully appropriate time for rain to come, and therefore you should mention the request for rain throughout the month of Nisan. Says he, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. He holds you don't learn from Masa Nisan, from miracles, that doesn't indicate what's a normal thing to do, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that Nisan is no longer, after Pesach time anyways, is no longer a time to request rain. The halacha will be like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's going to come out then that we also have three shitas regarding when you stop mentioning the request for rain. The first is going to be at Musaf time on the first day of Pesach. That's like the implicit shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the halacha. But there's also this explicit other Tana contributor who holds that it is like the after Pesach is over, meaning like on Motzi Shabbos of Motzi Yom Tov after Pesach and Maariv. And then the third shita is Rabbi Meir shita, who holds you would say it the whole month of Nisan, and then you would stop saying it like on Rosh Chodesh at Maariv of the next month, the month of Iyar. Again, the halacha is tachlis. Now we're gonna just keeping track here. As far as the Gevurah Geshamim, the mention begins at Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, and the last time you mention it is at Shachris of the first day of Pesach. As far as the request Tantalu Matar Livracha, so that we haven't yet said the beginning time, but the ending time also would be at the onset of Pesach. As for the beginning time, that brings us to Mishnah Gimel.